Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, now, if you like a good crime drama, you're probably already looking forward to Bloodlands on the BBC tonight. It's created by the great Jed Mercurio, set in Belfast, and stars a host of great Irish acting talent, including Jimmy Nesbitt, Chris Whalley, Lorcan Cranage, and Charlene McKenna. Charlene, of course, she's also the star of Peaky Blinders and Ripper Street, where she met the man who recently became her husband, the American actor Adam Rothenberg. Charlene, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miriam.
So nice to talk to you.
How are we?
Down the years.
Me too. Do you know?
Go on.
Do you know, I was looking and it was 2014.
Oh my.
Since I was on your chat show.
I know.
It doesn't feel like that long.
I said that actually to my producer, Tom. I said I couldn't believe that. Listen, congratulations on your recent marriage.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody's been so nice.
How did you know he was Mr. Right?
Do I know? I don't know. I just think he stuck around the longest. No, we just have a great friendship. I think we have a great relationship and a great kinship. And I think that goes a long way into the less attractive older years. So, yeah, he's special.
Was there a proposal?
There was a proposal, but he sort of proposed to me how Barack Obama proposed to Michelle. I read her book. I don't know if you read it, but he sort of started it by almost starting a fight. So he decided to open it that way, which it ended up being this really fabulously frank conversation. And then he sat down beside me on the couch and he gave me a ring. He gave me a box, told me it was an early birthday present. And I opened it was a diamond ring and I had all the classic Hollywood tears moment. And then he just said, shall we do this? And I said, yeah.
And you did it.
And I was,
go on.
Yeah. No, and then I said, but you have to do one knee, joking. So then he did. And then I felt so bad that then I did it too. So it ended up just the two of us kneeling on the floor, kind of laughing and hugging and crying. And it was perfect.
And you did it, of course, in your home county, Monaghan, in Castle Leslie. And I think you could just have 6 guests. Isn't that right, Charlene?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually technically because it's you two plus 4, if you know what I mean. So you sort of only have 4 guests. So, yes, I have my mother and father, my eldest brother, Declan, and my best friend, one of my best friends, but Brina Rolfe. So that was it. So she doubled as photographer and everybody. My brother doubled as the Zoom expert. And my parents were the witnesses, so everybody had a job. It's like, don't just be sitting there enjoying yourself now. You've work to do. So, yeah, it was just us. Very, very, very small.
But, you know, you've hardly been able to see him since because you're so busy working on PK in the UK now, on PK.
Yeah.
Adam's in Atlanta working on Ozark.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I mean, it's coming up, I think, now in 2 months since we've seen each other. So we're getting a bit sick of FaceTime and I'm going, will you please get out of my phone? I'm sick of you being in my phone. Be a real human. But we also can't complain, you know, because we're honestly so grateful to be working and we have moments of complaining and we really both stop ourselves and go, do you know what? We're apart for a very good reason and there's a lot worse out there. So just get on with it till we can be together again.
Tell me about Bloodlands now, Charlene, starting tonight in the BBC. What's the story and what role do you play?
I play, so James Nesbitt plays obviously the lead. He plays DCI Tom Brannock. I play his second in command. I play DS Niamh McGovern. So they're the two trying, you know, they're aligned to work together on various cases. In this particular case, it appears that this car is dragged out of Strangford Lock. It appears to be like a suicide, but it immediately evokes a case that was long buried 20 years ago in the past that Tom Brannock, the Jimmy, his character, knows about, and it becomes a real cat and mouse thriller. And it's really, I mean, every episode ends on such a cliffhanger, you'll be shouting at the TV.
looking forward to it. And I also remember, Sharni, when I did speak to you 7 years ago, you said you felt, you know, you were lucky in the roles that were coming your way. But 7 years on, your success has continued. I mean, how much of that is just good luck? And how much is honest to goodness hard work, do you think?
I think it's a real cocktail of all of the above. I think you need luck going your way, you know, timing is everything, a bit of talent, and then perseverance and work your behind off. It's a cocktail. I think there's no one single ingredient that'll get you there. It's a cocktail, and who knows why or when or what the stars, you know, when they align for you. Who knows, or who knows when they'll quit.
Yeah, but your success has remained. And also, we spoke the year before in 2013, and you spoke about issues that people talk about a lot now, anxiety, depression. You said you made a promise to yourself that if you became famous, which you have, you'd use your platform to speak about these issues. Do you still have to manage anxiety? And how's it been over this crazy year with lockdowns?
Yeah, it's got a lot better. And I did, you know, I did various podcasts with Caroline Foran and stuff talking about it and remaining open about it, because I think it is so important. And I know when I'm struggling, if I look for something online and I find people that I, you know, relate to and they're talking about it, you just it makes it so much smaller and so much more relatable. And I think that's so important, because I think so many people are struggling now. I'd say everyone. Mm-hmm. To a degree is struggling at the minute. So, you know, you're not alone. And I have a wonderful therapist who I can Zoom with and still talk to. So I had her. And if you can afford or find a counselor or a therapist or someone close, you know, they say an unrescuer to talk to, as in someone who'll just listen, not advice, you know, not telling you what to do or how you should feel, just to get it out. Get it out. What are you feeling? What? Feel your feelings and know they're okay and they'll pass through you.
And it's so
that's what I'm at.
And it's so interesting, Charlene, because, you know, Americans always spoke that they did that for years. But people in Ireland and in the UK, people are much more open about talking about, have somebody to talk to if you need to, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's getting better. I think there was a lot of toxicity around it in Ireland, and particularly for men, you know, that it was seen as weak or perceived as less than if you spoke about your feelings. But I think, you know, what the Royals are doing, you know, with their head-to-head campaigns and stuff in England's great. I think we've had some very prominent male figures and female figures, of course, speaking about it in Ireland. So I think that's all helping to just destigmatize the whole thing. Just we're all, you know, we all suffer. So there's no rule. There's no, it's not a character flaw. It's not a trait. It's nothing wrong. I think it is getting better. Thank God, because it wasn't serving us. It doesn't serve anyone to be burying it and oppressing it.
Well, Charlene, lovely as always to speak to you. I hope Adam knows what a lucky man he is. I'm sure he does.
I hope you tell him.
Yeah,
oh,
do.
I tell him.
And I hope you have a really long and happy life together. And Bloodlands,
thank
starring
you.
You and also Lisa Dwan, that great Irish actress in it as well, starts on BBC One TV tonight, 9 p.m.